Mike, when's the last time we worked out? Worked out today. When? 5 o'clock. Wow. You're on the West Coast, right? Wow. You worked out at 5 o'clock in Florida? Because I was visiting them. Impressive.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a long work day? Myron, I do 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, every day. Okay, impressive. Mike, when's the last time you told your wife and your kids you love them? Myron, this morning. Hey, Mike, when's the last time that, you read a book? I'm like, I'm reading a book now. He's like, don't you get it, Mike? You had to become that person in order to get what that person gets. He's like, I bet you 10, 15 years ago, you weren't doing this. You weren't doing cold showers. He's like, so anytime, okay, you want to develop somebody, don't worry about the technical stuff. Mm-hmm. Work on their mindset, tune their mindset, get them to start to think and operate and move and believe in themselves the way you believe in yourself.
Here's a coffee that makes you awake, not woke. Blackout Coffee not only supports conservative values, but they also support troops and first responders. They are true patriots. They are the number one freshly roasted coffee in America, made from 100% specialty Arabica coffee beans. Bonus, you get free fast shipping. This stuff is amazing. I've never tasted anything with better quality. So go out and get your daily dose of fuel right now at blackoutcoffee.com.
Mike, you're a husband, you're a father, eight-figure entrepreneur, you're a speaker, multiple two comma club winner, man. You're one of the world's top online coaches and so much more. Thank you for your time, dude. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate
it. I'd like to kick it off by going back a bit. Like, your story is absolutely amazing. Yeah. Like, what was your childhood like, and where did you grow up, man?
Yeah, so as you can see from the hat, from San Diego, California. I'm 39 years old. I was born in. I'll be 40 in 2 months, man. Which is nuts. I'm like pinching myself. Okay, I feel still like I feel like I'm a teenager still.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I grew up in a San Diego Section 8 housing. My mom had me at 16 years old. I say the same thing over and over. So my mom had me at 16. Single mom. She grew up in the Linda Vista area, which is like a ghetto part of San Diego. And when I was born. My mom was the oldest. She had a sister a year and a half younger than her and a younger sister. I was 7 years younger and my grandma was there. So I was raised by all women.
Wow.
I was bad as hell. Okay. I mean, bad as shit. OCD, yeah. ADHD. The neighbors would come in and they're like, yeah, your grandson's out here like cussing everybody out in diapers. Like literally.
Whoa.
So I go to elementary school. I have a lot of problems. Hyperactive, ADHD, OCD, just everyone's taking a nap on the carpet on kindergarten. I'm like the only one that will not take a nap. I'm poking kids and being disrespectful. I remember in kindergarten, the nurse and the principal were sitting down. They're like, hey, your son, he's having, struggles. And the nurse was there and they're pretty much like prompting my mom to give me whatever the fuck it was, like, hyperactive pills or whatever that shit is, to calm me down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So didn't get on the drugs. I'm exiting elementary school. I just seen my dad, who raised me since I was four. And he told me something I never knew. He's like, yeah, in sixth grade, they wanted to hold you back. You had like the bottom 5% test scores in the state of California. And wow. I was like, hell no. Like my boy's not, he's not stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hell no.
Yeah.
So I go to junior high. At this point, I'm an athlete. I excelled at football. I excelled in wrestling, captain on my team. And now I'm going to high school now. And man, I wanted to be a tough guy. Mm. I wanted to be the Vietnamese Mexican Tupac. That's who I wanted to be. So, I'm getting influenced by Snoop Dogg and again, Tupac and Boys in the Hood, Blood and Blood Out. And so, make another transition. I'm like, I'm like a wannabe gangster.
Okay.
So, long story longer, I exit high school, as a two-time felon, was never, a bad dude, but I was in and out of juvenile hall as a kid. I get in my 20s. I'm skipping a lot of spots, but I get in my 20s. I meet my wife at 24. I become a young dad at 26. For me, that was young. I was terrified.
Sure.
I started, I'm done with the dumb shit at this point. I'm working corporate. I'm moving up. I get into the education industry. I become a career advisor. Wow. Apparently, they don't do background checks.
Okay.
And who knew? Okay. And I become a career advisor, become the top guy, become a director. Year number three, I become a year number two, I become regional. Year number three, I become a president at a college. School shuts down. I launched my business and just got hooked up and doped up on personal development. Learned how to sell deals. Yeah. Started my company, made $1 million in my first year, man. I haven't looked back since. But there's a lot in between that. So that's just Cliff Notes, man.
No, that's awesome, dude. Like, who was it that motivated you to get into sales in the first place?
Yeah. So, man, I was always really good with people, and I always had a mouth. I could always talk. So when I was in corporate, man, I was just really good with people. Like in corporate, I'd you know, do my corporate thing. I'd have my suit on. I'd talk to the you know, the high ups and the executives, and I, you know, hey, I'm Mike. I'm good to meet you. You know, and I'd go home and like smoke weed with my badass, you know, friends from back in the day that were just fucking doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
So I always knew how to play the game. And as a career advisor, so I was in for-profit education, okay? And we would get government funding. So in for-profit education, we have to get people jobs or it's a scam. Mm. There's no way California State's going to send us money and no one gets a job. So you have to get them a job, right? The state's like, okay, we'll give you money. We'll give you the grants. But now this person here is going to be sustainable. They don't have to, you know, get assistance from us.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of pressure to get people jobs. So it was basically almost like a boiler room in the career center. And within my first month, I was number one.
Come on.
I must have been about 26 years old. So I just had this ability to just talk to people. I had this ability to find out needs and wants. And I got my first book on personal development. Keisha Henderson, my cubicle neighbor, she's like, hey, Mike, here's a book. I know you'll love it. The book was How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
Right? So that book, dude, changed my fucking life. I got hooked. I'm like, man, what is this? I need this. Mm. From there, I found Eric Thomas, you know, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. Okay. Yeah. And then that led me to Grant. And when I found Grant, I was like, okay, this guy's prolific. This dude's different. So I started getting obsessed with personal development, you know, and when I say obsessed, I'm talking about there was a point in time where I would bet money that nobody in California was doing more personal development than me. Like every waking minute of every fucking day, dude, I was on it. I'm going to sleep on it. I'm showering to it. I turn my car into a university. I'm working and it just plays in the background. And, that was like when I started to get some like technical skills on this. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go from good to great. I'm going to go from great to legendary. And I'm going to be fucking, you know, a god in this industry. That will be closing deals. So
come on, man. Dude, so good, dude. I mean, sales, like you have to get unconventional at times. Like what's an unconventional tactic that you've used to close a deal that you think most salespeople just overlook?
Yeah. My second year of business, we closed Conor McGregor.
Okay.
At that time, he was on Times Magazine as like the most influential person on the planet. Conor McGregor from UFC.
Yeah.
So now I got his manager's phone number by doing a reverse search. GoDaddy reverse search. Okay. This is 2016, 2017. So when I did the reverse search, the name was attached, who owned the domain, and not only was the name attached, the contact information. Today, it's normal to have it like, you know, like it's privacy law. Back then, you'd have to pay an additional fee. I'm like, oh shit, ConorMcGregor.com belongs to Auditory. Who the hell's Auditory? Auditory, Google search. Oh, he's the owner, Paradigm Sports Management. So I got his phone number and I started blowing him up. And eventually he's like, hey kid, man, in like a very polite way, like I love the hustle, love the grind, stop fucking calling me. I was like, okay, I won't call you no more, but like, you know, like I would love to keep in touch. Is there someone else? He kicked me down to like his assistant. So what I knew was every time I hit his assistant, he'd respond. So I had to come up with an excuse to hit the assistant. Hey man, dude, I seen Connor's fighting so-and-so, you know, in a week, bro. That's awesome, man. How are things your way? Oh man, Mike's good. You should see Connor at the gym. He's crushing people right now. Connor, you know, would be walking out. Yo, what's up, Zach? Hey, man, I got my crew here, man. We're watching the fights right now, man. Go, Conor McGregor. Boom. Conor's walking out with the manager. The dude would fucking respond like that moment.
Wow.
So I knew that every time I hit him, he would hit me back. I knew that there was a line of communication.
Yeah.
So throughout that process, you know, I'd do my pitch. Hey, man, still want to do your website? Oh, my, you know, we know where to find you. When we need you, we'll let you know. This went on for a whole year. So we're talking about unconventional ways.
Yeah.
So this one day, a whole year's gone by, and like, dude, I'm tired of playing this like cat and mouse bullshit. Like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. So I hit up the manager. Yo, Adi, hey, dude, I'm going to be in Orange County. Okay, I'm going to be like right down the street from you, bro. Like, what do you guys like to drink in the morning? What kind of coffee? And you guys like donuts? You know, I'll be in and out. Again, the guy responds, yeah, you know, we'll take some coffee and just like whatever you want to do. Just hook us. If you want to hook us up with like a, you know, like an assorted dozen, whatever, we'll take it.
Nice.
I did not have a trip planned to Orange County. Okay. Right. My trip planned to Orange County was to go see them.
Yeah.
So in sales, you don't want to lie. You don't want to bullshit. You don't want to be unethical. So it'd be almost unethical to say, hey, I'm going to be in the area and I just want to pop my head in. So now I gotta kind of convince myself like, well, fuck, I am going to be in the area, but I'm going to be in the area to go see you, but you don't have to know that.
Right.
Pop in with the donuts, the coffee, sit down, and we fucking ink a deal right there. So
come on.
Because I was sold on the deal. I had to get sold. Well, Mike, how do you know, like, Mike, does he even know you're, it doesn't, none of that shit matters. Mm-hmm. What matters is I'm sold. Like I need to be sold on the deal before Audie needs to be sold on the deal. Mm-hmm. So chase him down for a year, man. Wasn't pestering too much and piss him off too much, man. And shit, that's what I did. Close Conor McGregor, man.
So. Dude, that's amazing, man. I love it, dude. The first podcast I had from 2017 to 2020 was MMA focused. So I just talked to MMA fighters all over the world. So
really?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was super fun. I actually got to talk to Driscus, the guy who's like heavyweight champion now, or getting up there, right? I talked to him in 2020 when he was not even signed to the UFC. And I was like, dude, that guy, he's going to be huge. And you know, now he's blown up, man. So it's been awesome, man.
I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge, like Dana White, he's like my all-time favorite entrepreneur.
Yes.
Oh, dude. He's a fucking man, dude. He's
knows what he's doing, knows how to do business for sure, dude.
Yeah.
I want to get into your 100K sales program because you're given access to this for free, which is unbelievable. Like you learned a skill set in that have helped you to get to where you're at today. Can you deep dive into that skill set and what's this program all about, man?
Yeah. Okay. So before I answer that, this is what I believe. People hit me up all the time. You know, hey, Mike, what are you doing? How do I do what you're doing? Hey, Mike, you know, I like the story, see the success, see the Lamborghinis. Yeah. Like how you came from Section 8. What the hell? So just for anyone watching, you know, there's if you're here and you want to get to here, or if you're in a 9-to-5 and you want to finally launch that business, or you're making 7, you want to get to 8, I call it the journey of the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing you want to, it's a 5-step process. The very first thing is you have to acquire a high-tech skill set. You have to skill up. And what I say is you have to have the skills to pay the bills. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're working at Home Depot, okay, if you're working at Starbucks, like props for you, but you're never going to fucking get rich if that's the goal. You have to get a high-ticket skill set. A doctor, attorney, lawyer, dentist, closer, whatever. That's a high-ticket skill set. So first I say skill up. The second thing is startup. Don't just get a dental degree. Go fix some damn teeth now. Like don't just skill up and not do nothing. Skill up, startup. Number three, it's called scale up. Scale up. So I'll make anywhere from like $30,000 to $35,000 a day. If I make $29,000 a day, like it's a bad day for me. But I'm not closing no deals. Like I have a whole hit squad over there that does that. So I definitely have scaled up systems, processes, procedures. Okay. Mm. And then number four is called sell up. Sell up is where, okay, Mike has systems, processes. Mike has, you know, created this operation that can operate without him. I need to go find other brilliant entrepreneurs that have a good, you know, product or a good service. And then what I do is I'm actually like partner up with these guys and gals. Just give me my little chip. I'll download my systems. You get some of my management team and we'll get you to the next. So I have like, I must own like 8 businesses. I have a dog training company and I don't own a dog. You know, have a personal training company and I'm not a personal trainer. And then number five, it's called the ultimate entrepreneur. That's like your legacy play. That's your portfolio. That's your give back. Obviously everything is not money. Let's go help out the kids, you know, in foster care. Let's go help out those in need. Let's go make some sort of impact. Also, let's add to the portfolio. So the reason why I tell you that big story, the 100K sales program, it's a free program that I give out for people that want to scale up, skill up. Okay, Mike, I want to get rich, but I'm not really good at anything. That's not true. Number one, that's not true. Okay, everyone here has a superpower. So my superpower just happened to be people and sales. So I give out a program, which is the same exact processes and policies, how we set appointments, how we close deals, how we hire customers and clients. We do 8 figures here and it's all free. And then I'll mentor you for 30 days. And when we get a result, should you do it? Like, we could talk about the next step. So that's what that program is.
Come on, man. That's huge.
It's free, man. You can check it out on my IG, the Mike Barron one.
Yeah. Dude, so good. So good.
Ooh. Hey, this is a quick shout out from one of our awesome sponsors. Check this out. Thank you to Tracy down at Tranquil Turn Massage in downtown Coeur d'Alene. Look, my wife and I, we see Tracy and her team every single month for a couples massage, and it is the best thing. Tracy is a master massage specialist and a Hanu Ashiatsu trainer. You need to reach out to Tracy and her team. Make sure that you tell them that I sent you, and you'll get $25 off your next massage. Also, while you're there, check out CDA Brows, Body, and Ink. Make sure to tell Tracy that I sent you, and you'll save $100 on your next tattoo, brows, and plasma tightening services.
When students or clients come through that program, they're like, what's the number one challenge that you see them struggling with?
It's not the technical stuff. It's this. It is always that. So, you know the name Myron Golden?
That name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Okay. So he's like considered one of the top speaker coaches in the world right now.
Yes.
Big dude. So I joined his mastermind. I'm talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, Mike, is there anyone that joins your sales academy?" And like just takes off, blows up. I'm like, course. Who'd you think of? Trey Toner, Casey Cox. What have they done? I mean, these fucking 21-year-old kids, dude, joined my program, and within 18 months, they're like buying Lamborghinis and penthouses. I mean, they're young kids, but they must be doing something right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you ever have you ever had someone come through the program and not take off and not, you know, get the result? I'm like, yeah. You know, what's the difference, Mike? Well, the ones that get the results, they put in the work and they execute. And the ones that don't, they're lazy and they're fucking excuse makers. He's like, okay, wrong answer. He said, let me ask you this question now. Mike, when's the last time you worked out? Worked out today. When? 5:00. Wow. You're on the West Coast, right? Wow. You worked out at 5:00 in Florida? Because I was visiting them. Impressive.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a long work day? Myron, I do 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, every day. Okay, impressive. Mike, when's the last time you told your wife and your kids you love them? Myron, this morning. Hey, Mike, when's the last time that, you know, you read a book? I'm like, I'm reading a book now. He's like, don't you get it, Mike? You had to become that person in order to get what that person gets. Mm-hmm. He's like, I bet you 10, 15 years ago, you weren't doing this shit. You weren't doing cold showers. He's like, so anytime, okay, you want to develop somebody, don't worry about the technical stuff. Work on their mindset, tune their mindset, get them to start to think and operate and move and believe in themselves the way you believe in yourself. So that's when I work with someone, I need to get rid of their bullshit, their doubts. Mm-hmm. And I need to kind of grant them that beingness, you know, that he or she may not have.
Okay. Yeah.
So for example, I must have bought 5 supercars in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Once upon a time, not that long ago, I was terrified to go to Lamborghini. I was fucking scared. Parentheses. Okay. I would never admit this back then. I didn't feel worthy. I was intimidated. I was a street kid that didn't identify with that. You know, I'm wearing a designer jacket. I was scared of going to a Gucci, a Louis Vuitton. And then I started loving myself, man. And I had to get over that little limiting belief on can I do this? Am I worthy? And see, we talk about money. Money is not something you chase. It's something you attract.
Yeah.
Right. So I had to become that dude. Last thing to that point is like, there's this kid, Casey. He launched his own business. When I met him, he was bagging groceries. He came through my academy. At his peak, his last year with me, I was cutting him a $40,000, $50,000 commission check every month.
Wow.
Okay. 20-year-old young man. He was not the best closer. Like, he was technically like a B, which is generous.
Okay.
This kid loved himself. He believed in himself. He was like, he thought he was little Conor McGregor. He was very cocky, but also very kind. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, very competitive, but also just a really good guy. And he expected to make 50K a month. He expected to get a Lamborghini. He expected to have the nicest sky rise. And he wasn't that, he wasn't the most sound closer. Mm-hmm. It was the belief in himself. So to me, that's like, that's shit. That's even more important than the technical stuff. Especially in the very beginning.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah. I mean, being in sales and entrepreneur, it can cause burnout sometimes. And sometimes eat like a king, sometimes eat your top ramen, right? Like, how do you stay motivated and energized during those slow times? And what habits or standards do you have in place to kind of prevent you from burning out?
Yeah. So like in sales and entrepreneurship, if you close a deal, you're like, your PB just grew like 6 inches. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're totally. Like, honey, I'm coming home. Like,
yeah.
You go 2-3 days on a dry spell and you start shrinking. Like mm-hmm. you start having self-doubt. You start suffocating. It sucks, man. You know, it's hard to deal with. So for me, you know, on my journey from where I'm at, from where I started to where I'm at, to where I'm going, you know, some of it's been like this.
Yeah.
There are times where I wanted to tap out. There were times where my wife's like, is everything okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. She's like, no, you're not okay. Mm-hmm. And inside I'm like dying because, you know, I'm struggling. So now every person that took up an endeavor, I'm going to get fit in 2024. I'm going to start my business. I'm going to start dating again. I'm going to get a puppy. I'm going to do whatever the hell. They took their first step on that path. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week in 2024. I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes. They took that first step on that path or their purpose. So what happens is you go on that path and go, hey, it's been 4 days. I've been at the gym 4 days. Okay, it's been 4 days. I stopped smoking cigarettes. Okay, I said I'm going to be the world's greatest closer. It's been, you know, a month now. What happens is life happens. Mm-hmm. And you know, it throws us off that track. Like, who knew your boyfriend or your girlfriend was going to be, you know, a jerk? Who knew that the puppy demanded so much freaking, you know, work like a baby? Who knew that your body was going to react because you don't smoke cigarettes no more and you get off path?
Mm-hmm.
So what the individual needs to do is they need to go back to that first step. Like, what, like, I'm here, I'm going to go here. I get lost in the woods somehow. And I just like for real, I just need to go back to like, fuck, dude. Okay, hold on. Where are we at right now? I'm looking back. I'm in the middle of the desert. I've been walking just in that direction for like years. What are we doing? I need to go like get back on my purpose on that first step. Okay, good. I got it. Perfect. I know it's tough. Let's keep fucking marching. So that's what I do. And that's what people should do is just get back to that purpose. Okay. And remind yourself like why you started that first journey and keep fucking going.
So. Yeah. Dude, that's so good. So good, dude. In the world of podcasting and networking, relationships are really like key. And when I met with Brad Lee, I was down on a show about a year ago. And one of the things he mentioned to me was relationships is the new currency. And so like, what are your thoughts on Brad's comment? Number one, and then like how does someone build this network that, you know, they need to be doing to be successful?
Yeah. So I love Brad Lee. I'm on Lightspeed BT.
Yeah.
Big fan of Brad Lee, you know, I remember running into him, must've been like 8 years ago. And I was like, hey Brad, hey, Mr. Lee, how you doing? I'm Mike. I'm an entrepreneur. And I just remember, cause I used to follow Grant, and him and Grant were like super tough back in the day. Yeah. They were really good with each other.
Yeah.
So, relationship is a new currency, man. Shit, dude. That's real. Mm-hmm. That's super real. Let's talk about sales.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes salespeople, closers, they have commission breath. They're not worried about how to serve you, how to help you. They're like, let me just get your fucking wallet. And I'm looking at your eyes like dollar signs.
Yeah.
You know, and relationships are everything, man. You know, I told you I bought like 5 supercars.
Yeah.
Like Lara was at Lamborghini of La Jolla, and he was a very expensive friend. Every fucking time he called me, man, I would leg would start wiggling. I'm like, Zach, I don't want to come to do it. Mike, just come check it. I was like, I know how this goes.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't buying cars, every week, every other week, how's the wife? How's the kids? My wife knows him. Mike, let's go do steak. Let's go. He left. He went to Ferrari. I haven't made that leap yet to Ferrari.
Okay.
Still in my 30s. I'm still, you know, still got my youth, whatever. Still young. Okay. So since he left, I haven't bought no fucking Lamborghinis from La Jolla. So one day I'm at a VIP event, Lamborghini. We're on the skyscraper. They revealed the new Rivolto. The general manager comes up to me. He's like, hey, Mr. Barron, what's up, man? Hey, dude, good to see you. He's like, what happened? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, bro, you were on the gas. Like, it was like you were buying a car every 4 months. What happened?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, so-and-so is awesome. I'm saying so-and-so because he's my guy now.
Sure.
I said, dude, Zach, he just knew how to play the game with me. Like, I'm married to a woman. He knew how to flirt with me. He'd show me a video of a car that's covered, you know, with a tarp. And he'd be like, hey, man, I got something. And I would respond like, motherfucker, what do you got? And he'd like pull it up like a foot.
Yeah.
So he knew how to do the dance, you know, do the relationship with me.
Yeah.
He wants to give me a Ferrari. He still checks something every 2 weeks. And it's not like buy a car. He's like, hey, dude, I've seen that podcast. I've seen that growth. I've seen your team. Dude, let me know when I can borrow you from your wife. Let's go ahead. Relationships, dude.
Yeah.
Relationships. So The second part, what do you say?
If someone's looking to build this network, like how do they do that, man? Like what's the best way to build a network?
Okay. So I believe in something called, I bet you never heard of this, 33% rule.
Dude, I was going to ask you about this. I'm so stoked you jumped into this, man. Yeah.
So I'm going to use my arms.
Okay.
Okay. This is like a equal sign. So yeah. Let's say I'm in the middle. Okay. I'm right here in this middle section. Okay. So now I believe that 33% of your time, a third of your time should be hanging out at that lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And this lower level is individuals that don't have quite the influence you have. Perhaps they don't have the creativity you have. Perhaps they're not making the money you have. Perhaps they're just not mentally there yet. It doesn't mean I'm better. It doesn't mean they're worse. I'm just saying they're not quite there on your level professionally, say.
Yeah.
Okay. So a third of your time is spent here. And this is kind of like your give back. This is like your mentorship. Like, hey, little bro, you ever thought about business? Hey, little dude, your sister, you ever thought about real estate? Hey, and you know, have you read this book yet? You're just hanging out and it's like your give back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the next 33%, that's your peer group. So let's say, you know, I do just around $1 million a month. This could range from anyone doing, you know, multiple six figures, half a million or, you know, high eight figures. It's like my peer group. So a third of my time is spent there as well. Okay. And what I do at that level is, you know, we're holding each other accountable. Okay. We're exchanging ideas. I may pay for Russell Brunson's Inner Circle for 100K. And I'm like, dude, this is what Russell gave me. Here, take it, dude. It's free. Here's my funnel. Here's my everything. And that's like my peer group where, you know, we keep each other sharp and just create at a very high level.
Okay. Yeah.
So now obviously the other 33% is people that are kind of, they're playing a bigger game than you. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're at a higher frequency than you. Perhaps the mindset is just a little bit stronger than yours. They're definitely making more money than you. Perhaps you want to get into real estate and they have a whole portfolio. So a third of your time should be spent there. Okay. So people ask me, they said, hey, Mike, I've seen you with some like nine figure earners and like, what is it? So when I'm hanging out with those higher echelons, my outlook is never, what the fuck could I take from this guy?
Uh-huh.
Like, let me, what can I actually extract and download? Like, what can I use? What can I leech off of?
Yep.
My thing is always, how do I serve?
Mm-hmm.
How do I give? How do I actually, you know, like create some sort of value or just be like a likable person with a decent conversation? So these people do like, let me into their circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, there's a guy in San Diego. He's a local legend, Attorney King, King Omnipore. Dude got the Rolls Royce and the Bugattis. I don't have a fucking Bugatti. we've been friends on the internet for a while. I've never seen him. I've never seen him in person.
Okay.
One day I hit him up, did the same thing. I'm going to be in the area on Tuesday. Still do that shit. Okay. I would love to, you know, come by. I start talking to him about like what I'm good at. I'm good at sales. I'm good at funnels. My whole team will build this out for you for free. And I don't need to kiss his ass. I don't need a bow. No, I'm giving value to a very high level influential person. So I come from a position of and giving,
mm-hmm.
and somehow some way I get invited to the Christmas party. Somehow some way I get that text message I needed to hear for whatever. So yeah. That's what I do. You know, I'm good at playing a position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll walk over to my sales room right now. It'd be fucking weird. They would all get up and start cheering for me. It's fucking nuts. It's like I'm the guy. It's here for me. I'm like,
yeah.
But I know how to play my position. Mm-hmm. So I'm hanging out with the dude. He finds me on the internet, moves here from Virginia to San Diego. He bought two mansions in the same zip code, Rancho Santa Fe, because they closed on one. The wife ended up seeing one down the street that she liked. She's like, yeah, I want this one. So the dude, you know, he did $200 million last year. So wow. He says, I believe him.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out. We're becoming friends. You know, he's a 55-year-old man. I'm like the kid in his world.
Sure.
We hung out 3-4 times doing coffee. I'm like, hey, man, why you hang out with me, man? Why a big boy like you fucking hang out with my little ass? Again, play my position. He's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I go in the sales room. They think I'm the shit.
Sure.
So I'm like, why you hang out with me, dude? He's like, Mike, I just think you're cool. And
yeah.
I think you're funny as hell. I think you just have good conversations and I enjoy time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to give him a funnel. I didn't have to mop his, you know, his floors. He just liked my company.
Yeah.
But with that, what I get from that guy, man, I'll sit down with him for coffee for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I leave these sessions fucking just leveled up. Like I just got a degree. It's you know, for me, the guaranteed way to success is personal development. Granted, it's the right information. The quickest way is proximity.
Yes.
I don't want to read your book. I want to like be in the room with you. I don't want to like see your audio tape. I actually want to like work out with you, you know, 3 times a week.
Right.
Being in that proximity. So that's how I network, and that's why in proximity is very important.
Yes. Man, that right there was the best. Like, I love that tip right there. People need to go listen to this. Like, people ask me, like, Eric, how do you get the guys like Ed Milet and Brad Lee and Tim Story all on your show? It's very simple. It's very much approachable. Like you say, when I'm reaching out to these guys, I'm not saying, I watch you on my podcast. I think you'd be awesome. I'm like approaching them. I literally pull out my phone and I do a 30-second video and I'll be like, hey, Ed, what's going on? It's Eric. I saw you just dropped your new book. Let me help you promote that. Like, it's awesome. Like, I want to bring as much value as I can to them. And that's what has clicked. Yeah, and that's how I've been able to get those guys, you know?
Totally. There's a word we use in internet marketing. And this word is not the Webster Dictionary definition. But on the internet, one of the most powerful things we can do in marketing is called reciprocity.
Yeah.
So, like, let me hook you up. Let me show you some love. I don't want nothing in return. Here you go. Here's this thing. And what a decent person does naturally is they kind of, like, want to repay, you know, pay you back.
Yeah.
So if you have a buddy and you guys are working out, you start working out, you grab him coffee, it is pretty much like nature for him to take care of it the next day. Hey, man, you bought yesterday. I'll take care of this.
Yeah.
So instead of me going trying to take, I'm like, hey, Brad, love your stuff. I want to help you with the book.
Yeah.
The fucking wall comes down. This guy's a great guy. It's good intentions. Like,
yeah,
dude, what's up, bro? And now you open up a conversation and now you can do whatever the heck you're, you know, going to do with it.
Come on, man. Mike, this is awesome, dude. I appreciate you taking extra time to join me today. You're an absolute world changer, dude. Thank you so much for taking time today, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much for checking out the show today. I really appreciate it. I hope that my guest was able to bring you some amazing wisdom and knowledge to help you continue to fight for your goals, your dreams, and your purpose. If you could do me one big favor and just hit that subscribe button, I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Keep changing the world. I believe in you. Have an amazing day.